Women's rights activists shed tears of joy. For years, they've been fighting for the right to legal abortion. Now Colombia's constitutional court has made it possible.
This is a big achievement for all women. We want a greater recognition of our full citizenship, more security over our bodies, and over our sexual and reproductive rights.
Every year, Colombian prosecutors open 400 cases against women accused of having illegal abortions or those who allegedly helped them. More than 340 women have been convicted since 2006. Until now, Colombian women were only allowed to terminate pregnancies in cases of rape, fetal deformity, or if the mother's life was in danger. But even those exceptions weren't always respected.
Just in 2020, 4,000 girls between 10 and 14 years gave birth. Pregnancies in children that young can only be the result of rape. The only explanation for such high numbers is that women needed more protection. That's what we fought for.
4 out of 5 judges voted in favor of extending abortion rights, despite opposition from the Catholic Church and pro-life activists who prayed in front of the court.
The feminists believe this is a step forward for women, when in reality it's a step backwards because the fight for women's rights doesn't include murdering others.
President Iván Duque was opposed as well, saying the decision is too big to be made by 5 judges.
By allowing abortions until 24 weeks, Colombia's court has raised the bar, even compared to countries which have taken giant steps to defend women's reproductive rights.
In most countries, the time limit for having an abortion is far shorter. In the meantime, women activists say it's not enough to have their rights on paper. They say they'll keep fighting to make sure the law is implemented. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera.